Next case, please.
Thank you. The next case is 11,599 James and Kelly Booth seek a variance to reduce the side yard and the rear yard setbacks, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located west side of Grant Avenue, approximately 367 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38753 Grant Avenue Extended, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.14, parcel 25. Specifically, they are asking for a 5-foot variance from the side property line and a 5-foot variance from the rear. Staff has received no letters in support, no letters in opposition to, and 3 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Kevin Booth, 4779 Mariner Mill Drive, Salisbury, Maryland, 21804.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, as I know you remember, I am Jim Fuquay. However, for the record, I represent the applicant, which is Mr. and Mrs. Booth. Mr. and Mrs. Booth own Lot 7, Block 6 in the Cape Windsor development, which, as you know, is located on the south side of Route 54. Again, I handed in some exhibits. Exhibit A is the site plan of the proposed home. The lot itself has a 50-foot frontage on Grant Avenue, and it also borders a lagoon on the rear. The lot is 88 feet deep and, again, contains only 4,433 square feet of area. The application is similar to the application I just presented. Cape Windsor was originally developed as, again, a seasonable mobile home community and has been evolving over the past 20 years into a year-round community of more modern homes. The older mobile homes are being replaced with modern dwellings, and that is what Mr. and Mrs. Booth plan to do. There had formerly been a mobile home on the property. It had been removed before the Booths actually bought the lot. Cape Windsor, you may recall, does have some unique county setback requirements. They actually have a 5-foot front setback, a 10-foot side yard setbacks, and a 20-foot rear setback. The Booths propose a new home that would be approximately 27 feet wide and 58 feet in length. If you look on the, again, the site plan, they are requesting a 5-foot variance on the north side and a 5-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear setback, and that would be that setback would be for a deck and steps. Again, as to the legal basis for a variance, the variance is needed due to the practical difficulties associated with the, again, this transition of Cape Windsor from a mobile home development into a modern residential community. The small size of the Booth's lot, again, it's less than 5,000 square feet. The variance will allow the reasonable use of the property in a manner similar to other lots with new homes in Cape Windsor. The situation is not self-created. Again, these lots are the original lots that were laid out in the Cape Windsor development. The requested variances are the minimum that is deemed necessary for the placement of a reasonable modern home on the property. And again, Exhibit B of what I handed out, again, shows just a part of Grant Avenue in Cape Windsor. Again, the lot marked with the X is the Booth's lot. And the lots in the reddish or pinkish color are lots that have been granted variances by the board, again, through 2010. And again, I'll state that I believe there have been other variances granted since 2010. So as you can see, there have been similar variances up and down Grant Avenue. The board, again, has noted in prior cases that Cape Windsor is a unique community in terms of lot size, and that there are practical difficulties in the ability to allow modern replacement structures without the need for a variance. The proposed variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and again, the new home will be an asset and consistent with the continuing evolution of Cape Windsor. And Mr. Booth, is everything I just stated true and correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And again, gentlemen, that's everything I have presented other than any questions you may have.
Thank you.
All right, let's see, we'll start with you, Mr. Rickards, this time. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And I have no questions.
Question?
It was for, okay.
Where are the HVAC units and mechanical equipment to be placed?
Mr. Booth, do you know where the?
On the opposite side, where there's more.
Sir, you want to come up to the mic, please? We need to get that on record.
State your name.
Currently, they're proposed to be raised to, the house will be on 9-foot pylons, so they will come off of the north side, I believe.
Well, the north side, we're asking for the variance for 5-foot.
They weren't shown on the plan.
In other words, you'd have to come back again if you.
See, here's the north side.
You could put them on the.
My builder's here.
You could put them on the south or the east.
The south is probably.
Or, I'm sorry, south or the west.
The west, yeah.
Yeah, can you?
Doesn't need to be sworn in.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Irving D. Harbaugh, live at 27 Harrenhall Court, Berlin, Maryland, 21811.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, the whole, yes.
Thank you.
I do.
Okay, you understood the question?
Yes, I did. Originally, we were going to try.
Well, just come up, see.
Yeah, speak in the mic, please.
Originally, we were going to go ahead and try to put them, if you see where the stairway comes down from the deck slash porch.
On the south side.
On the south side.
Right.
And I haven't discussed it in detail, but I had intended, as Kevin Booth stated, to put them on a raised pressure-treated platform, partially either under the stairs or under the landing part where the stairs actually terminated to top.
So they all would be meeting the setback requirement of 10 feet, correct?
Oh, yes, sir, yes.
Well, he can encroach 3 feet.
It can encroach even more.
Okay. Answer that question.
Okay, that's answered that question.
Get Mr. Workman here. Okay, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Fuquay, looking at this this drawing, it appears to me that there would be room to move the house to the south and to the west. Is there a reason why it is not being moved to the south or the west to minimize the variance?
Well, again, the there was trying to maximize the usable space on the property. And not historically, but the precedent has been that the 5-foot variances have been pretty much the standard that have been granted in the community.
Is there parking out there? Is that where you can park?
Yeah, the only required setback is 5 feet, and obviously the home is being placed back considerably further than that in order to permit parking.
Well,
but I think
south side, there's going to be parking also.
Well, yeah, that would be used for parking also.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So that's why it's not going to come up. That's why you need the rear yard variance so you can have parking in the front.
Correct.
I take it there's no parking underneath the house?
I do not believe so.
Okay. And it looks to me as trying to access the rear of the property as well. Is that why it's wider on the south side?
Well, again, you know, the lots, there's smaller lots in terms of the lot size, so it was just trying to be placed to maximize the usable space on the property consistent with what have been granted on other lots.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. And hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,599 for the following reasons. The applicant certainly has addressed the criteria for the variances, not only in writing, but also he spoke to them at the podium. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is under 5,000 feet. That's unique to the area. The variance is necessary and enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant because that's the way the area and the Grand Avenue especially, there's been variances on there, and that's exactly the the way that those lots have been created there. And also, the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. They're all, mostly all of them have variances applied one way or another, on the side and the rear. And the requested variance is a minimum that would afford relief. The requested variance represents the least modification for the...
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do you have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,599? All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickert?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,599 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.